Today's daf is Zvachim Nun Vav, and we're at the very bottom of Nun Hey Amid Beis. We're discussing now the Kedusha of the Lishkos. Says the Gemara Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Ein Chayav Mishum Tuma Ela Al Orech Meya Ushmoni Mesheva Al Rochav Meya Shloshim V'Rochamish. So you're Chayav for entering into the Azara when you're Tameh. That's regarding to the length as 187 Amos by 135 Amos. This is the area of the Azara. So what exactly is that coming to Mamayit? What's it coming to exclude? So Rashi says it's coming to exclude the Lishkos, that they are not included in the Chiv. Tane Tana Kaimi de Rav Yenachman. We learned the Brice in front of Rav Nachman. Kol HaZora Haisa Meya Ushmonim V'Sheva Al Rochav. Right? Like we said, 187 long. Meya Ushloshim V'Chamesh. Or it's 135. Why? Amrle, Hachi Amrle Abba. This is what Abba said to me. Kigon ze, Kohanim Nichnosim, L'sham, V'Ochlin Sham, Kodshe Kodshim. So that's the place where the Kohanim had to go in there and eat the Kodshe Kodshim. V'Shochlin Sham, Kodshim Kalim. And they could do Shchita there for the Kodshim Kalim. V'Chayovim Mishum Tuma. And they're Chayiv for that, for Tuma, right? They would go in the place while they were in a state of being Tamei Meis. Tommy, I guess, to any state of tumah, I should say. Oh, so the question is that these lishkos, am I allowed to eat in because part of this area is kodesh. I could eat in, I'm not eating in a shul, but eating in kodesh, kodashim, could I eat in kodesh? Could I eat in the place of that? So it's an interesting Rashi, not in this week's parsha, but it's in next week's parsha, right? Parsha's Korach. You have in Perika Yud Ches. So again, after the whole rebellion of Korach, and the idea about Aaron being the chosen one of Hashem, and about the different Matnos Kahuna. So the Pasuk says, this is Perik Yud Ches Yud, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. Right? In Kodesh Kadoshim, you'll eat. Kol Zoch Yoichel Oso Kodesh Yeloch. So that's what the Pasuk says, you can eat there. So what is exact... Excuse me. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Limit al kodshe kodshim she'ein necholin ela ba'azara lezichrei kahuna. The kodshim could only be eaten in the azara, and only the male kohanim zichrei kahuna. The sifrei chacham actually has an interesting on this Rashi. He says the Rashi Porsche Nishne Kan Li Kuva. It's being taught here again. But there's a Ramban that quotes the Rashi, and he argues on it, maybe not for now, but the Ayin Sham, that the Machloikis is to how the Ramban actually learns what exactly the Pasuk is coming to teach. Okay, let's go Vayitu in the Gemara. It says, Lema'ute Mai. You have these very specific dimensions. So what is it coming to exclude? Eleima, if you're going to tell me. Now again, an eleima is always a suggestion, it's going to be rejected. That's good, just a keyword to know. Lema'ute chalonos, it's coming to tell you by the windows, delosos, the doors, ve'ove achoma, and the thickness of the wall. You can't tell me that. Tanein, because we have a different Mishnah, tells me the opposite. It's Mishnah Psachim. Pehei. Hachalonos va'ove achoma kilifnim. The windows and the inside, the thickness of the wall, that's like they're inside of the Azara, right? Rashi explains it's the thickness of the opening of the wall above it as well, right? So therefore, what must it be? The ma'ute l'shachos. It's coming to tell me that the shachos, the chambers by the Azara, that is what it's coming to tell me not. E benuyos b'chol, psuchas l'kodesh. So if it's talking about the lishkos that are built in the chol, the non-holy places, which is outside of that, but they open up into kodesh, right? So we learned the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, Vatanan, Tochan Kodesh. If the inside of these lishkos are built in the period that's kodesh, but they open up to the chulin part, it's in the chulin, but the top of them, the roof part, is kodesh, right? If they're built in a chulin area, they open up to a into a kodesh place, so then toch on the inside of them is kodesh, right? So when it says, okay, you're right, I'm asking, but it's only mi dirabonan, that it's only a rabbinic requirement. Like, I mean, in a deraisa level, we consider this to still be chol. On a rabbinic level, we turn it into kodesh. Deraisa lo, one second, they don't have kedusha on a Torah level? Vatanya, we learned in a braisa. Shachos benuyos bechol psuchos kodesh. Right, we just said you have lishkos that's built in a whole area of the harabais and opens up into the kodesh. Minayin shakohanim nichnasim l'sham v'oichlin sham kodesh kodeshim b'sharim mincha. How do you know the kohen are allowed to eat their korbanos there and the remaining parts of a mincha? Tama loymer, the pasuk says bechatzi ohel moed yochluha. They'll be eaten in the courtyard, the chotzer of the Ohel Moed, right? So the pasuk could have just said that they're going to eat it, you know, in the kodesh. That would have known that. So hator ribsa chatzeros harbe eitzel achila achas. The Torah adds on many chatzeros, many places with only one type of eating, meaning by the mincha. So if the lishkos didn't have really kedusha on a deraisa level, then Chazal, the rabbonim, would not have allowed you, the kohanim, to eat kodshe kodshim there. So Amarava, it says la'achila shiny. No, the halacha about eating is different, right? It's just interesting because now we're making a chiluk now. What's the status of this? On an achil level, it has a status of kodesh, but for a tuma level, it's not there, right? That's the that's what comes out, that you would not be chai for entering there in this if you were on a derice level, at least, right? If you were tame. Aval, says the Gemara, le'inyin tuma lo. One second. You're telling me you're not going to be chayv karis if you go into one of these places, right? This whole, well, we'll come back to in a second, but Hatanya, let me finish up a little bit. We learned in Ebraisa, lishkois abnuyois lechol, psuchois lekoidesh. If you have a lishko that's built on chol, non-holy, non-sacred places, and it opens up to kodesh, kohanim nichnasim l'sham l'oichlin sham kodshe kodshim, v'ein shochlin sham kodshim kalim. Right, they are allowed to go in there and eat their kodshe kodashim, but they can't do the shechit of kodshim kalim v'chay mishum tuma. And you are chayev there for karis if you go in while you're tamei. So lav arma, didn't you say on this brice ain't shochtin? Right, it says you can't do shechita there. So you changed it. So obviously you can change this also of ain chayavin, and you could change you're not chayev. You're really not going to get karis if you go into these areas while you were in fact Tome. So this is an interesting whole discussion in Rishonim already. What exactly is the status of these lishachos, right? For example, there's a Tosfos in Yuma, Chesam and Beis, ask the question. We know that you're not allowed to sit. You're not allowed to sit in the Azara. Can I sit in these little chambers? Can I sit in these places there? So Tosfos over there in Yuma, Daf Ches, says it's mutter. You're allowed to sit. So already you see that there's a little bit of a different in, status for these things. What about, would there be an isser of shchute chutz, right? If you would do shchita in one of these locations, so there's a minchas chinuch. I'll give you the source. Kuf pei vav. He says no. It's a machlokus, but according to minchas chinuch, he says that no, that it's, you would not be chayev for shchute chutz if you were in one of these locations. Right, these chambers, which is what the Gemara is talking about. Okay, so bishleim ein shochtin. Okay, fine. I understand that you can't do shchita there be'ena neged ha-pesach feleka, because you have to do it in front of the pesach of the omoid, and it's not there. It doesn't count. Ela ein chayav en amai. But why would you not be chayav mishum tuma? Right, that's very hard shita to understand at first glance. Ask the Mora by the shchit, okay, but for the tuma aspect, what's your going to be? Someone says, one second, you're asking a kasha mi v'letameich, right? Again, like we see already, Simon quoted from Sabalovsky, letameich means you have a kasha on my opinion. Letameich means the same question. Can we go back on your shita? Letameich ain shochtin, right? We're talking about you can't do a shchita there. Milo askin and deika shchita neged a pesach. Aren't we talking a place where you're doing the shechita is in front of the Pesach, right? That's it's directly the opening of the Azara, right? Of the Beis Hamikdash. The Eleka
l'may yitzrich. Because if not, then what's the chiddush? What are you telling me? So ella must be afal gav because shochi keneged a pesach. Even though you are doing this in front of the opening, tane ain't shochtin. Nevertheless, the bride says the coin can't do the shechita there, right? Mishum de lo kaddish, because it's not sacred. So tainamis, therefore you can also learn ein chayovin. Therefore you're not going to be chayev for getting kares for going in there in a state of being tame. Right? It doesn't have that level of kedusha. One second, for eating a korban, you don't require it has to be in front of the Pesach of the Azara, right? Vahatani, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Pishposhin, how you be Pesach Chalivos, Lagoyf, and Shmona, right? We quoted this yesterday. You had these two like smaller openings that were 8 amos high, right? So why do you do that? Kidei lahachshir es ha'azara lachilas kodshe kodshim, right? In order to make the azara place where you could eat kodshe kodshim, l'shchitas kodshim kalim, do shchita on the lower forms of lower levels of korbanos. So Amar Ravina, same mikan achila, take out, delete from this phrase, this clause, achila, because the achila, eating of korbanos, does not have to take place in front of the Pesach. Vaksiv, it says, boshlu es habosar Pesach oyamoid, right? Visham toichlu. Oh, so this is talking about the miluim, right? The special korbanos lebrot. So the Gemara can answer, yeah, you're right. You have a pasuk, but which does imply that it has to be in front of the Pesach. Of the Omoed, but the answer is no. Kod Sheshah Shiny. This was a special, unique halacha that was just like a harasha. So therefore, you can't learn out from this pasuk and a requirement for korbanos ledoros. Okay, then the world now moves to a new topic about what's the status of the dam at the shkia. The dam is going to become apostle. At the excuse me, Avinskiya says the Gemara, Omer of Yitzchak bar Avidumi. Minayin, how do you know the dam shnifsa b'shkiya sachama? How do the dam becomes possible at the shkiya and you can no longer put it on the mizbeach? Shnei Marks, the pasuk says, Beyom hakrivu es zivcho yeachil. On the day that you bring it, your zevach, your thing, it can be eaten. So the drasha is biyom sha'at zaveach ata makriv. On the day that you do the shechita, that's when you bring the dam. Biyom she'iata zaveach iata makriv. On the day that you don't bring it, you can't bring the dam on there. Where it says, "Haimi boile legufe." One second, you need this pasuk for the Shlomim himself to tell me they can be only eaten for the 2 days. Im Kain, name a kron. No, then the pasuk should say differently. Beyom zivcho yeachil. Hikrivu lamli. What do you need the word hikrivu? So shma mino, you see from here, beyom sha'at zaveach at the makriv. On the day that you do the zvicha, the shchita, that's when you bring the makriv, the dam as well. Beyom sha'at zaveach, on the day you didn't do it, iata makriv. It's on the next day, you cannot put that dam on the mizbeach. There's a lot to talk about here. You know, one second, let's just finish, go a little bit, then we'll come back to this big tosfos. Medilma hachi ka'amar rachmana. One second. Maybe that's really not such a good raya. I karev dam ha'idno, if you bring dam today, right, whenever day you bring it, this achi obosar ha'idno l'mochar. So, okay, then you can eat the bosar today and tomorrow. Ve'ikariv dam lemacher, and if you would bri makriv the dam on the next day, this achir basa lemacher to yom la'achara, and then you just bring the next day also as well. Meaning it's when you actually bring makriv. That's when it comes in, not when the actual shechita happens. Imkay name a crop. That's true. And the pasuk would say differently. Beyom hakrivo yech, on the day that you're makriv it, that's when you bring it. Zivcho, but they actually shechlit lamali. What is that coming to teach me? If you want to learn your ways, so shema mina. You see from here clearly. Beyom sha'ata zavech ata makrivo, on the day of the shechita is the day when you're makriv the dam. Beyom she'iata zavech iya. Ato makrivo, you can't be makriv the dam, so it becomes posel at the shkia, and shkia is the topic of the day. This is this huge tosfos over here. We're just discussing back on the Naman Aleph about shkia. This is the basis for the world famous shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. So let's just speak it over outside.
we have a stira as to how do you calculate shkia, right? So you have our Gemara in Pesachim on Sadi Dalid. And the Gemara on Pesachim, Sadi Dalid, says that you know how much time there is between Shkia and the Tzeis HaKochavim. Banish Marshals is 4 meal. Okay, that's one Gemara. 4 meal is the time period between Shkia and Tzeis. You have a Gemara in Shabbos that says, how long is it? Not that it's 4 meal, but it's 3/4 of a meal. 3/4, right? 0.75 of a meal is the Banish Marshals. So what's the how do you reconcile them? So the Tosfos at the bottom now, where it's like Tosfos has the famous sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam over here, that there is two shkias, right? If you look the third line, sof shkia mishum dekashli de sof perak bame madlikin Shabbos ladi lamedalid, right? Mashma mishkia sechama ad laila tlos revia meal with perak mishahaya tome, right? That's our Gemara Pesachim. Mashma mishatoshka hachama ad seisa kochavim arba milin, right? Vechashiv lei bemedidas mefarish remain a tam mishkias mashma techilas shkia. Okay, so let's speak that out now. This is the chiddush that the Rebbeinu Tam comes, but there are two shkias. There's the earlier shkia, and then when we start counting, we have the second shkia, and that's the 3 1/4 hour later is the second shkia. But until that, it's being a shmashos. So that's why you have a much later period of time, and that's how he explains the difference between the two gemaras. There's two shkias, and they're each talking about different ones. That's why the Rebbeinu Tam holds that you have a much longer time, lechumer and lekula, until it actually becomes vadei laila. The Grah says, like, one second, according to this, this, it's not really Lila until the second Shkia, right, which, well, 72 minutes, whatever it is. The Gra says in Orach Chaim, Hachush Machish. How could you tell me it's dark outside and this is not yet Lila? So the Gra understands that very differently. The Gra learns that when the Gemara said 3/4 of a meal, Gemara in Shabbos, right, that's the Suffolk. That's the part is, but the last 3 1/4 of the Banish Mashos, that's Vadei Laila. That's what it is. So the Gra has a totally different understanding of when how to reconcile the Shkia of Pesachim versus the Shkia in Shabbos. Again, the first 3/4 of a meal, like the one Shabbos says, that's the Suffolk, right? But then after that, I know it's Vadei Laila. Okay, fine. So based upon this, we have the famous idea of Ramosha for how long is the Banish Mashos in the New York City, the trial called the Tri-State Area in New York City, Ramosha on the Lower East Side. So you have the 50 minutes, right? That's what we hold in the shul. 50 minutes is Banish Mashos, and then we're machmir not to do malacha before that. But if you're working this out now, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, that the 4 meal is what? Is 50 minutes. So you do the math, and it comes out that divide 50 by 4, one meal would be 12 and a half, right? 12 and a half minutes to one meal, 12 and a half times 4 is 50 minutes, fine. So this is, Ramosha has many times we can be makil after the shkia up to 9 minutes, because 9 minutes is 3/4 of a meal, right? You have a sveik sveika, right? The Gra, the Rebbeinu Tam. So that's why Ramosha allows. I get this question lots of times. Someone comes in late, right? Can I still wash, right? So up till 9 minutes, 8-9 minutes afterwards, you could still wash after this time for Shal Shudas. He Ramosha has different shuvah. He gives 8-9 minutes after Shkia for a woman who needs to still do a Hefsek Tara that you could get it in as well. But this is one of the places where the Shita of the Rebbeinu Tam and the Gra come up over here in Zvachim Nunvav. Okay, let's go weiter now. Itmar on Amud Beis. Hamechashiv Leor Shlishi. Right, we're talking about a Shlomim, and he wants to eat it on the nighttime before the third day. Because again, by a Shlomim, you get 2 days and the night in between. So what's the din in that? Period. It's not yet. It's no somebody. It's not. Is it pigle or not? Right? Because he can't do anything to it yet. So Chizki Amar Kosher. Chizki says it's kosher. And it's not going to be puzzle. Right? pigle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's no good. That explains. Chizki Amar Kashir, Daha Lo In Tik. L'sreifa, right? You can't yet do anything. You haven't yet taken off. It's you know, it's removed its previous status to do sreifa on it now. You can't burn it yet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's possible. No. Rabbi Yochanan says it is. Daha idchele miachila. Because now at this point, I can't eat it. You're right, I can't burn it, but I can't eat it either. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is going to be possible. Right? And this same machlokas amaroim applies to another case as well, as the Gemara quotes now. Ha'ochel la'or shlishi. If you would eat it on that before there. So Chizkiya Amar Potter, according to Chizkiya, is fine, right? Delo intik l'sreifa, because now you burn. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, you are going to be Chayiv Kares. Deha idchile miachil, you really weren't allowed to be. It's nidche, it's rejected, we'll say it, from being eaten. Okay. Tanya Kivasi de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, that again, this would be chutz l'zmano. Kodshim hane echal l'yom echad, any korban that's allowed to be eaten for one day. Mechashvin bedamon mishetishka hachama. If you, excuse me, wanted to eat it, your con, I'm sorry, was that you wanted to do the dam after the shkia. Bivisaron veimurehin, right? Or the basar or one of the imurim, right? Mishayale omet hashachar, from you wanted to do it after Alois. Kodshim anechal in lishne yamin vlad echos. Or kodshim, they were eaten for 2 days and one night. Mechashvin bedamon. Mishatishka hachama, you want to eat after shkia, beim uvrehem, mishayal om hashachar, vibasir, mishatishka hachama, shalshne yomim, right? And then if you want to eat after the 2 days, no, all these things is going to be pigle, and it is no good. Tan Rabban, and we have another braisa. Yoch, I would say, yehu, nechal in l'or shlishi, you would think that you could have the shlam, you could eat them, since I can have for 2 days, I could eat it also on the nighttime before the third day, vidinhu, it's kavachomer. What? Zvachim nechal in yom echad, zvachim nechal in shne yomim. Some korbanos are eaten for 1 day, that would be referring here to a toda, right? That we've pointed out many, many times that a toda is a subcategory of shlamim. But it has unique halachos, namely in the sense that there's less time. You don't have 2 days to eat this toad, you have 1 day, and you have 40 loaves to eat along with it. So we like to point out from, I think, the Abarbanel and Tziv has this idea that if you have less time and more food, the only way to get it all consumed is to throw a kiddush. And you told us, you're saying thank you to Hashem for the chesed that you did for me. You saved my life. I got out of a dangerous situation, etc. So you make a kiddush to publicize the event. So that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. What Tayyad was is a toad, right? Zvachim nechal yom echad, zvachim nechal neshne yom, that's your shlomim. Ma zvachim nechal yom echad, just like you find by the korbanos that could only be eaten one day, laila acharehen, you have the nighttime afterwards. Af zvachim nechal neshne yomim, when you have a 2 day korban, laila acharehen, you would think that you have the night afterwards, right? Which is not true, but at least that's what the hav mina was. It's just like I get for my 1 day korban, I get the day and the night afterwards. My 2 day korban, I should get the 2 days and the 2 nights, the second night as well. So the Talmud Loimer to counter that and say no, the hanoser ad yom, that it's noser there, but od yom hunechol, on the day it should be eaten, ve'enechel or shlishi, and it cannot be eaten, meaning it should be on the second day, and should not be eaten on the third. This is the Ramban we said over yesterday, that the Ramban learns from, you see from this, that really lechatchil the shlamim should be eaten on the first day. You get the second day, but you see from the fact that the Torah is calling it the noisar, that you really lechatchil should be in fact eaten sooner rather than later. It's interesting, just reminds me of a thing I saw from Moshe Tursky, Hashem Yikom Domov, that he used to say, I believe I remember the story correctly, he used to tell not to try to nicham aveilim, make a shiva call on the last night possible, because then it makes it look like, you know, like I had to get it in beforehand, like, you know, like I had to come tonight because I knew like tomorrow it's all over with. You should come earlier in the week, and then the halachas to when to visit, etc. But just the idea of not waiting to the last minute to try, if possible, sometimes. You know, many times scheduling wise, you're not able to come. That's the only time you're able to go to make a shiva call. Okay, but if you could to try to do it early in the week, rather than make it seem like, oh, like I had to get it in before, you know, like before the over zman a bottle korbano kaviyochel. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Now the Bryce says yochel yisarif miad. You would think that the shlomim right, should be burned right away after the second night. V'dinhu, and I'll make a logical argument why it should be that way. Zvachim nechol niyom echad, zvachim nechol niyet shnei yomi. Of course, some zvachim shlom one day, some are two. Ma zvachim nechol niyom echad, and by the shlom there's even for one day, like the Toda, take of lachila sreifa, right? As soon as it's done, you burn it. So av zvachim hanechol shnei yomim. So to those that are burned for 2 days, take of lachila sreifa. As soon as it's you're no longer allowed to eat it, and it should be burned immediately after the end of the second day. So no, Tamalo, want to teach me not like that. Beyom Hashlishi, it's the third day. But sorry, if you burn a bedavka on the third day, Beyom Atasorfo, Viatasorfo Balaila, that you burn the korban during the daytime, but we do not burn that korban during the nighttime. Okay, and now we are at the last Mishnah. In Ezehu Makoman, right? The Mishnah and the Perek finishes up tomorrow. So let's do it. The Mishnah says the Mishnah, talking about Bechor and Pesach. HaBechor v'hamaser v'Pesach Kodshim Kalim. Okay, these are all examples of Kodshim Kalim. Shechitos b'chol malkom b'azorah. You can do the Shechita on them anywhere in the Azorah. V'dom and tu'un matana echas. And you have to do one placing. Bavad shiten keneged hayisod. We have to put it on the yisod of the mizbech. Shina b'chiloson. There's a difference in halacha as to how they're eaten. Habachor ne'achal kohanim. Right? This is eaten by kohanim. V'maiser l'chol adam. And maiser, behema, is eaten by anybody. However, there is a netziv in Parshas B'chukosai who says that really l'chatchi l'kohanim should be eating. Even though technically speaking, b'chol adam, really l'chatchi give it to a kohen. Okay, continues the Mishnah. But ne'achalim b'chol ha'ir, you can eat throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim, b'chol machal, anyway you want to cook it up. L'shayam b'chol ha'echot. Right, 2 nights in 1 day. HaPesach, ein nechal el b'layda. But the Pesach is different. The Korban Pesach can only be eaten at night. Ve'ein nechal el ad chatzos. And it's only allowed to eat until chatzos. Ve'ein nechal el menuyov. And you have to be registered on it. We don't, all the sugyas in Maseches Pesachim. Ve'ein nechal el tzali. And it has to be roasted. You cannot cook it up in any other way. So that's the end of the Mishnah. There's a Tosfos over here. Tosfos says in Dibra Masra Pesach in an Echol, so Tosfos asks, why didn't it mention other differences? That meaning that it can only it's eaten with matzah and with maror. So that's the question, and Tosfos gives three answers. Three different answers to this question. So you might not have thought about it on your own, but once you hear Tosfos' question, like, of course, yeah, why not? Why didn't it mention that? So it says the Tosfos, Tema, list and nami de inanechel el al matzah zamor, right? The Mishnah should have said, this is a difference. Eat it with matzah, eat it with maror. So the first answer is Teretz Rabbeinu Chaim, de lo choshiv el dova shekinegdo bishar kodshim, right? But who chaluk mehen? No, what the Mishnah is talking about things like it's contrasted with other types of kodshim. Shar kodshim nech. However, Pesach in an echel ele belayla ad chatzos menuya vitzali. Right, so you have a difference in the time, you have a difference in who can eat it and how it's cooked. Fine, so that's the first difference that it's pointing out. However, second answer says Tosfos, inami lotana matzos amorim de ein ma'akvin. No, since that's not ma'akev, and the other things are, that's why it did not list the matzah and the mar. Or the third answer, right, one question, three answers, inami lav mitzvah de gufe. No, matzah and mar are not an inherent part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach itself. Right? So this is interesting. What exactly is Tosfos driving it here? So in the Mishnah Yavitz, Zolti Zatzal, wants to explain an interesting idea that you see something unique from this Tosfos. He quotes our Tosfos, Nun Vav, that there's something unique to, it's a din in the korban, the way you eat it, right? And the menuyav and the tzli, the roasting of it, that's part of the actual thing. That's what this last line, the last answer of Tosfos means. La mitzvah de gufe, this is part of the actual Korban Pesach itself, right? But it's not. But matzah mar does not apply to that, and therefore that's the way Rizolti learns up this answer of Tosfos as to why, in fact, it was not included in the differences listed in the Mishnah. Okay, in Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up with the Gemara tomorrow.